This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The sponsor of our show wants to know. That's the law firm Kondorian Murad. They're going to help you with your last will and testament, your living trust, your medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. For Grant and Danny, we will get you a leadoff ahead of Nats O's tonight at Camden Yards. Although it's currently driving rain in D.C., and presumably that weather's headed up toward Baltimore, so we'll see what that means for tonight's ball game. Can we give C.J. Abrams a little love on the Grant and Danny radio program, please?
I'll allow it.
Round of applause for C.J. Abrams.
C.J. Abrams, everybody.
From our live audience watching us today on Half Street in the Navy Yard.
Nope. Was the audience.
That. Looking for a live.
Hey.
Sorry. That's the one.
That's the big one. Right? Yeah.
They know. When you're hitting 317 with a 927 ops, they stay on their feet. Abrams having himself a second straight all-star caliber season. He was an all-star for the Nats last year, their lone representative, and he's going to be back in the all-star game as of right now, it looks like, in Atlanta this summer. He's been great. He was not enough games or at-bats into his season because of injuries to qualify until just the last couple of days. But now he's one of the league leaders in average, OPS, bunch of categories. He's running the bases a lot better, by the way. Last year, he got thrown out 12 times. He's 9 for 11 on the base pass this year. And one of the other key markers of his season, I think, that should be acknowledged, still only 24 years old, Danny. At the end of last year, he got kicked off the team.
Yep.
And there's not another way to put that. For those people that forget this, at the end of last season, he got in trouble. There was somebody in Chicago that had seen him kind of leaving a casino early in the morning before an afternoon game, and it appeared like he had stayed out all night or whatever. Well, the Nats found out about it. They questioned him about it. I guess he fessed up to it, and they said, you're going to West Palm for the final week of the season. We don't want to see you anymore. That's not how we operate here. And so he basically got sent to their spring training facility a week early to end his season. And the question all offseason was, how's he going to respond? What's the relationship going to be like with the ball club? Well, we went down to spring training. He was happy-go-lucky, happy to be there, big smile, C.J. Abrams, like nothing had ever happened. Took it like a love tap. And look at the year he's putting together now. I'm ready to extend C.J. Abrams, who's not a Boris guy. It's one of the few guys that's ever come through here who plays like a star, who is not a Scott Boris advised player, which means you might actually be able to get an extension done. So let's get it done.
Let's start talking about it for sure. I mean, there's still moments. Got caught between third and home the other day with a little bit of a, huh, what are you doing, guy, type move. But yes, you're right. I mean, he's been effective. To me, he's special when it's not just home run time. Right? Like, he can do that. You come inside to him a couple too many times, he'll turn and burn and take you out of the yard. But when he's special, it's just, you want to throw me outside, just flick a couple base hits to left field, get on second base, whether it's via double or the stolen base. He's a threat. He's pretty good so far this season defensively. The range is always there. He's got a plus range factor. When you look at it, only three errors to this point. in close to like 300 innings playing defense at this stage. So you're watching a young star. We're always looking to the next star, forgetting that this guy's still on the upward arrow of his career trend that just turned 24 years old. He's really, really good.
Well, that's the thing I was going to mention when you talked about the base running, which don't get me wrong. There's nothing more infuriating about the 2025 Nationals or the 2024 Nationals or the 2023 Nationals.
Oh, but 2020,
or the 2022 two. Nationals or the 2021
and
Nationals.
And one.
Than the base running.
Yeah.
It is a staple of a Davey Martinez operation at this point. You just got to call it what it is. Like, Davey's teams are going to play hard, scratch, claw, come back, steal some games, win some games they shouldn't, but they're also going to get thrown out on base incessantly. It's just part of it. It's baked in, and it is blood boiling. But I think at 24, I can excuse it a little bit more than if you're 27, 28, 29 years old. Not to say he's not pretty experienced, because he's now played over 400 big league games. You should probably know the difference. Like, when he almost got thrown out at second, which you've mentioned
down
a couple
four,
times,
yeah.
You can't have that happen down four runs. He didn't get thrown out, luckily, via replay, but he almost did.
Yeah, because his helmet came off, so he was safe.
Basically, that was the difference, is it got in the way of the tag. All right, it is time for the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. This is a very important segment on this radio program. You can send your questions to us at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny. You can, of course, send your questions in on the 106.7 The Fan chat on our YouTube page where people are watching the show live. So would love to hear from you guys. Any questions you've got or ask us anything. It's the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Daris, warm up those pipes.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Every time. Dad. Every time.
It hits.
So good.
Let's go to JB in Waldorf. What's up, JB? How are you?
Man, what's going on, fellas, on this Friday afternoon, man?
Hey,
how
buddy.
Y'all feeling?
Chill, man.
Hey, I got two questions, if I may. The first one is for you, Grant. It's about the catch.
Yes.
Do you think by the Caps chasing the record for Ovi to break, that they really got, complacent and really not keeping their eyes on the target of trying to get to the Stanley?
Sidetracked a little bit.
Yeah, basically sidetracked.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I do. I think they lost their game while they were hunting that record, no doubt. I don't think it ended up affecting them in the playoffs, because they flipped the switch that everyone was worried they wouldn't flip in the Montreal series. They won that series in five games. I don't think anything that happened against Carolina had anything to do with that. I think, like, the loss of Ferravari was bigger. But could they have finished the regular season better, stronger as a team? Absolutely. Could they have been the number one seed overall? Probably. I don't know that that would have helped them any. But, yeah, I definitely think they got worse at the end of the year because, understandably, like, they had wrapped everything up. They didn't need to worry about seeding. And then the Ovi thing became number one priority.
Got you. Now, Danny, this one is about the Wizards.
Okay.
Now, feel me on this one, because I know you've been a Wizards fan like me forever.
A long time.
What they're doing feels, to me, Chris Whitney, Calbert-Chaney-ish. Like, every other team in D.C. has a star to look forward to. I mean, I know they draft this Alex Czar and all that, but to me, he's not promising. Like, I think the Wizards need a vet to go along with the young guys they have, so we can kind of compete. You know what I'm saying? And maybe they can do something that way. But with, like, how Commanders have Jaden Daniels, the Nationals have James Wood. Like, they need somebody. What do you think?
So I love the phone call. Appreciate it. They do. And that path was Cooper Flagg. Or maybe it was Dylan Harper. Or maybe it's next year, Cameron Boozer, or whoever ends up at the top of that draft board. Because that veteran, to be okay, you and I have done that for a long time, my friend. We have sung that song. We've danced that dance. We have traded young pieces for Otis Thorpe. We have gone all in to make sure that name that Morris twin comes here for a first round pick. We've mortgaged future picks for Marcin Gortat or traded to make sure that name that small forward on his third stint here. Trevor Ariza gets enough key minutes for a team that's trying to get that 40th win. No, thank you. I want that superstar. I'm with you. They do need a star. But while you're trying to find that star, I got no problem with getting as many assets as possible to be in position.
You can ask us sports questions, non-sports questions, whatever you got, 800-636-1067. Daris, hit it.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Our buddy Matt in Stafford on the G&D's Tease mailbag. What's up, buddy?
Hey, great show, guys.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you, man.
Buddy.
Love you guys. We grew up with a lot of Jim Carrey. Seems like this time of year, we're looking forward to another new Jim Carrey movie. And he had this amazing run. And now I'm kind of wondering where he is, if he isn't in like Sonic. And he got real dramatic for a while.
Yep.
And we're waiting for him to get back to prime comedy, Carrey. But like it never really happened. He just got into a lot of computer animated movies, kids movies. And hopefully he'll have another great comedy or even another great drama. I think he's super talented. He's kind of a mystery. He's a strange guy. But my question is, personally, my favorite movie is Truman Show. What's your guys' favorite?
Ooh, favorite Jim Carrey movie is a good question.
So the easiest answer is Dumb and Dumber because it's Pantheon. But I'm going to let Grant take that one. For me, because it was formative, because it was at like the time where I was already in love with the dude from In Living Color. I had seen his stand-up before he got In Living Color. I was already a Jim Carrey fan when he landed that incredible role or on that incredible show, In Living Color, which is huge and massive for me at the time. But his first real big solo lead the movie outing, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. And I could quote that encyclopedically, walking around the school with the Ace Ventura walk, still to this day, you know, 13, 14, 15-year-old me just cannot stop laughing my you-know-what off. That unbelievable performance. So that's my number one seed.
Dumb and Dumber 1, my runner-up of them going off the board a little bit because that's so easy. I would go with Liar Liar. I really liked Liar
Liar.
That's
a great flick. Underrated, by the way.
I watched that movie so many times. How many times are you going to disappoint Max, by the way?
Fletcher. Oh, Audrey.
I've done the claw with my son where I chase him around the house with the claw.
He struck the child. You see that?
Big Liar Liar guy for sure. I was not a cable guy.
Oh,
it's a little dark for me.
Like that was the bit, though.
I was young. It was dark. I was 8. Didn't really make sense. Sneaky really liked The Truman Show. I always thought that was a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't name my son after that film, much to popular belief. But I do like that show. And then I'll give you one more that I really liked. Me, Myself, and Irene. Remember that movie?
Of course I do.
It was good. Very, very good. Daris, hit it.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
I like this from Sliz in the chat here. He says, if you two had to do your own individual podcast, not about sports, what would it be about? So I've always wanted to do a podcast. I like listening to and love long form interviews where I just interview people about things I'm interested in. So, you know, a pilot and just talk to them about flying a plane or whatever. Mm-hmm. That would probably be the podcast I did. The other thing I would say is I'm such a fan of movies that I would do probably a movie podcast. I like talking to. I say I like doing it like I've ever done it. I haven't, but
all your experience doing it. Yeah.
I would love to go like full Kevin McCarthy and like talk to certainly A-list actors. That'd mm-hmm. be amazing. But like directors and people involved in the production and get to talk to some of the stars and just like do an actual movie podcast, go watch the film, break it down, and then do my interview and release one for every movie. That would be super fun.
Like, hey, Emilio Estevez, here's my Mighty Ducks ticket stub. You know, let's break it down.
Totally.
For me, it'd be all things dorkdom. Like the fiefdom of the dork, everything from Marvel and DC to, you know, every comic book movie coming out to video games to Disney Plus shows, all things that us dorks care about. We used to have to hide. We used to have to like kind of, you know, have this like sneaky habit where you were, I'm totally a jock and I love sports and that's all I am, guys, I promise. And you would like, you know, hide your little Batman comic and read it at night with a flashlight. But now it's all popular culture is basically. It's nothing but superhero movies, comic book movies, and everything in between. So I would do something on all things that dorks like.
Daris, let's get another question.
Sing it.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
It is the Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. Ask us whatever you'd like. Dave's in North Carolina listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
How you doing, boys?
Good, man.
Very well.
I just want to say, man, I appreciate the show. I'm a delivery driver, and from 2 to 6:30, you guys get me through my day, man. So
oh, man.
Shout out to you guys.
Love hearing that. Thank you, buddy.
Now, enough accolades. A serious question. I'm hungry down here in North Carolina, and I'm chicken sandwich. And you know what the one seed is, boys. Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, Bojangles, or Zaxby's? Which one am I getting tonight?
It's a great question.
Okay. Do you? I have a couple follow-up questions about you. Are you like, I want the star to be the chicken, or like what's around the chicken and like the sauce, the seasoning, the feeling, the like, what do you like, the smells, or you just want, I just want the straight chicken. You see what I'm saying?
I'm a chicken guy, but you got to have the accoutrements. You know what I mean? Without that little extra stuff on the side, you ain't got a sandwich, my man.
Yep.
My question is, now, do you want us to tell you which one we would get?
No, I want you guys to tell me your one seed and what I should get tonight.
Exactly. All right, so the options are Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, Zaxby's,
and Bojangles. They're really...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A lot of boat angles with that.
The chicken.
It's been a little. I've had the Popeyes chicken sandwich, but I'm a fan. It's so good. A little bit more of a kick, a little bit of spice. Gonna kick you a little more on the way down. I would go Popeyes. It would be hard for me if I was in Carolina not to go Bojangles.
To go Bojangles.
I feel like when in Rome, kind of deal. But I'm gonna say Popeyes would be my answer.
Well, I love Bojangles so much, and your sides there. Now you can talk about Boberry biscuits. You can talk about just regular biscuits. The sides there, Bojangles, the one seed for me. But if your star here is the chicken sandwich.
You're sleeping on the Popeyes biscuit?
No, Popeyes is in there too. I mean, they used to have the Cajun rice, aka the dirty rice, which was phenomenal.
What if he gets a chicken sandwich with a side of strips, and then he gets the strips over to the Popeyes
now you're gonna cause me problems there.
So here's because I haven't had it in a long time. What about the kicking chicken sandwich from Zaxby's? That's on the Big Texas Toast. Nobody else is offering that right now. No one else is doing that.
That's true.
That's my vote, is the kicking chicken on the Texas Toast. That's what I think you should do. I think that's my one seed sauce there, and I think you get good enough sides. I think the sides at other spots are better, but if it's about the chicken, to me that Texas Toast Zaxby's situation is where I would go. But I don't think you can be wrong tonight.
Hey, gotcha. Appreciate the expert advice, boys.
Is Raising Cane's an option?
Excellent job.
Is Raising Cane's an option?
Nah, no Raising Cane's down here, man.
Oh, right. Wow.
You just got a few Wawas. I'm in Sheets country. I usually hit the Wawas up, but now we're getting Wawas down here, so it might be game changer.
You guys are getting it on
Cane's is coming, dude.
All right, Dave. Thank you. Raising Cane's can make a play now.
Yeah. So we went to the there's a new one in obviously Northern Virginia pretty close to us. I can't remember where it is, but it's like it's either Seven Corners or somewhere close by. My kids loved it. Raved over it.
Best business model ever. I listened to an hour-long talk with a like TED Talk style with the guy that built the whole thing in Baton Rouge and came from nothing to build this giant. And everyone's like, you can't do this. You can't not have burgers. You can't only have chicken. He's like, we're going to do one thing. We're going to do it really well. And you're either going to like it or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now just massive.
There was a spot by me where my wife and I lived in New York, just on our street, that all they did was serve meatballs. Just different things, you know, either meatball appetizer, meatball sandwich, or, you know, like one other kind of meatball. And everyone's like, "That's you can't do that." The line was around the block starting at 10 a.m. every day.
All right, so Daniel will go third. You're going to bat third here because you're going to know the answer.
All right.
I'm going to go to Darris first, then Ryan. Neither will know the answer because I've never seen a movie. All right, so the question is, I want you to name the movie. Name the movie. Ready? I've got a meatball in my hand. I bite into the meatball.
That's a good meatball. That's a good meatball.
Darris.
So it's from a movie, right? Not a TV show. A movie. Is this correct? Is this correct information?
It's a movie. You're stalling. Ryan.
I think I know the character.
Okay.
Joey Diaz plays this character, right?
He does not. Danny?
Joey Diaz? Who's that?
The silly comedian. Joey Diaz, right? He's from Longest Yard, Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, you're thinking of when he called everyone half a meatball.
Maybe.
And that guy's name isn't Joey Diaz. It's a different guy.
All right. Sorry.
But no. Danny?
Is that The Wedding Singer?
It's The Wedding Singer. That's a good meatball. Adam Sandler sang it.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Quarterback league.
It's a quarterback league. All right, here's a question from Bill.
Bill?
He said, if you did see the local 53 out of the country, where would you want to see them and what would you eat? Danny, what country would you want to see them play in?
Italy. I want to go to Italy. It's on my bucket list. I want to eat all the different pastas in the different cities. I want to carb up in the nation of Italy. So yeah, I want, like a Roman pizza and a pasta. Then there's a whole thing you're doing it in Sicily. Then
you know
you're doing
how
a whole thing.
My wife would be to go to Rome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she'd be, that's her Mecca, so to speak.
Literally. Yeah. She's been there before, but she'd be psyched to go back. She's got somebody new to meet there now. Leo the 14th, man. She's going to be steamed up.
Uh-huh.
I can't take Italy if you've already taken Italy.
You can. You're allowed.
How about Ireland? There's nothing I want to eat there necessarily, but I would want to see the Commanders play in Ireland. And
there's one city in Spain that they're going to. It's on the coast. Where would you pick?
Nowhere in Spain.
It's got a beach.
Not familiar.
Barcelona.
No. Definitely not that. Darris.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Momar, this is our guy. He's a very tall person, by the way. Momar has come out to a couple of our drafts.
Oh, what's up, Momar?
He's in the chat. He says, you made your stance on cross-ocean plane rides, mm-hmm. known with the Madrid game combo. What's your stance on cruises, extended boat trips? It's a great question. This is such a, now we're going to get real deep. Where's the couch? And does someone have a notebook to start writing? I think I would love cruises, and I kind of really want to try it, but I've never done it. It feels twofold for me. Number one, everyone gets sick, too many germs, too gross. We're all sitting in a box of Petri dish together. There's a little bit of that post-COVID where I'm just constantly, every 3 weeks, got strep or something ridiculous, and I feel like for the last few years, that's been my life. So that's been part of it. But the other thing is, I don't like the idea, Danny. What if I get out there and I don't like the rocking and the actual being on the water bothers me? Mm-hmm. Now, I grew up on boats. I don't anticipate it being a problem.
Well, these are so massive that you're not going to feel the little
typically
back
no,
and forth.
But if you're in a storm, you certainly will.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like you're going to feel a little movement, I would say, from time to time.
You might experience a little chop.
What if I don't love it? And this is the same with the flight over 7 hours of ocean or whatever. It's just the idea of where do I go? You get what I'm saying? Like,
yes, I do.
What is my alternative? Mm-hmm. And I am boxed in at that point to this cruise. So I would bet 99% of what I've got that at some point we take a cruise. I've also heard just so many good things about they have like daycare and you can take kids and kids have a blast. And it sounds like a fun vacation because they get everything I like. Shows and comedians and cool places to eat. And you can get off the boat and then get back on it. I would want to do like a kind of classy one, I think, like a better one. Not like one of those that's like, you know, nobody wears pants and everyone's just kind of like, you know.
Which ones are those?
I don't know. I've seen pictures of some cruises where I go, I don't want to be on that cruise.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that one's not for me. But if I could level up and be on a nice cruise, I think I would want to try it. But it's a long-winded way of saying I haven't been able to work myself there yet.
I got you. It's the last thing I'd ever want to do. It's that's the bottom. Like, do you want to clean all the porta potties in the county? Yeah, I'll do that before I go on a cruise. The least amount of interest. Tell me when I have to eat. I go back to a tiny room. There's no escape. They drop you off in tourist traps for like 45 minutes. Okay, get back on the boat. You got just enough time to go to the one guy that overcharges you for something. You don't really see the place. No, no interest at all. None.
Last one, Darius, one more time.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Shane in DC, what's up?
Shane.
Hey, what's going on, Commander Grant? Happy Friday to you guys.
Buddy.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, look, here's the thing. It's Spain. Who wants to go on a cruise? I got somebody who will say hi to you guys.
Hi. Hey, hello. Boy. Hey, buddy.
So, here's the thing. So, for somebody being on six different continents, and there's no way in hell I would be on a cruise when I can just fly 8 hours and get there and do whatever I want.
That's right.
But let me tell you how big this is for me. I was going to go to Singapore for the Christmas, right? But I had to cancel that flight because the Commanders play on what day?
Christmas Day.
So right now, my girl is in livid because I canceled the Singapore trip to go to the Commanders game because I got my ticket. So I was like,
oh boy.
Singapore for Landover is not a great trade, Shane.
Nah, that's a losing trade.
Look, here's the thing, though.
You just gave up Trey Turner and Joe Ross for Steven Souza, unfortunately. I appreciate it. I don't even know what he was going to ask. He got a little sidetracked there, but have yourself a weekend, Shane. Good to hear from you, brother. It is time for the leadoff. We are late, so let's get to it. Nats O is going to be in a rain delay, but that pregame still starts right when it's supposed to. So, the leadoff. It's time. Brought to you by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free and home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all new Fairfax showroom.
Leading off, playing shortstop seat. Jake Abrams batting second in left field. That's Alex Call. Your DH batting third is James Wood. Batting fourth, doing the catching. K-Bear Ruiz batting fifth. He's playing first. Nathaniel Low. Batting sixth, doing the right fielding today. That's Dylan Cruz. At third base, Jose Tena. Jacob Young, center field, batting eighth. And Nassim Nunez at second base, batting ninth.
Sounds like first pitch is delayed but slated for 7:15. So that is about
not too bad.
Minimal delay as you're going to get. They're already pulling the tarp off, so Charlie and Dave next, and then first pitch after that. Have yourselves an excellent, safe, fun weekend with the fam, and come on back Monday, won't you? We are here at 2 o'clock. Thanks to Ryan and Darius. We're Grant and Danny saying so long. Let's have a Friday night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
As you're going to get. They're already pulling the tarp off. So Charlie and Dave next, and then first pitch after that. Have yourselves an excellent, safe, fun weekend with the fam, and come on back Monday, won't you? We are here at 2 o'clock. Thanks to Ryan and Darius. We're Grant and Danny saying so long. Let's have a Friday night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.